Tomorrow is Good Friday, and I'll be talking to the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, later this morning. I've said many times you don't have to preach or be a regular churchgoer to have an interest in the Easter message, but its significance is often destroyed by the jargon and mumbo-jumbo that surrounds it. Basically, Easter is about two important events, a crucifixion and a resurrection. Crucifixion being, at root, an expression of the dark mystery of evil, which increasingly today we see all around us. Think how many times you hear a story and know it's an appalling manifestation of evil. Think about the vilification of people. Murder, stabbings, extremist religious views. And we wonder how this could be. And we ask, how can evil have such an imposing place in our world, in our workplace? This is part of the Easter message, because the resurrection on Easter Sunday is the symbolic triumph, symbolic, of goodness over that evil. In the Easter message, it is the triumph of life over death. It is an issue with which people grapple and have difficulty. And people ask, does good really triumph over evil? The 19th century poet Gerard Manley Hopkins was a devout Catholic, but he often mused, why do sinners' ways prosper when all I endeavour in disappointment ends? He was a devoted Catholic. We are living in an age where greed and injustice and selfishness, violence, dishonesty, envy dominate our lives. We see innocent people ruined by drugs. We see governments who fundamentally don't care, victims of wind turbines, victims of living in environments made toxic by the pursuit of greed. And who cares? We've got global warming. People just swallow it, and that's pushed down people's throats, the damage that it's doing to people. We've seen recently people suffering from floods, victims who've lost everything, and they're asked to fill out endless forms to qualify for a measly couple of $1,000. I talked this week about the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Billions of dollars, $22 billion, a year going into this scheme, and people with severely disabled children having to fill out endless forms and getting nothing in return. Why don't people care? Why doesn't government care? What is the Easter message? We've had a Royal Commissioner to banks. We saw that banks didn't care. They cast people onto the streets. And we have to ask ourselves whether people have any comprehension of this Easter message, or is it just about having a holiday? What about the evil visited upon our children? We talk about the pollution of the environment. No one talks about the pollution of young people's minds, often through an education system that teaches climate change rather than geography, that seeks to radicalise children rather than teach them maths and English, and the ultimate pollution of young people's minds through violent videos and film. The contemporary history of human behaviour is too often a history of jealousy and the absence of care. Put ourselves first and hope that others can manage as best they can. We often talk here of people who think nothing of metaphorically putting their hand in someone else's pocket. I don't work, but I'm entitled to ask you to help me survive. In all these things, the crucifixion and the resurrection have relevance. The crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth was a statement of human nature, demonstrating the power which evil has to distort truth. And people under the spell of evil are responsible today for dreadful acts. Jesus of Nazareth was by all accounts a good man. The crucifixion, which is tomorrow's religious metaphor of Good Friday, proves that goodness offered him no protection. The Easter message, though, reminds us that there are crucifixions in every generation, but on Easter Sunday we remember the resurrection. Amidst the death and the evil of Good Friday is the hope of Easter Sunday.